Five, four, three, two, one, fire!
You are listening to StMichaelsPod.com. We have taken over control of your iPod or other MP3 listening device. Resistance is futile at this point. God's message will not self-destruct, whether you choose to accept his mission or not. At this time, we recommend that you relax, let go, and let God.
Welcome back to StMichaelsPod.com. I am your host, Michael Barone. I gotta tell you, folks, tonight I'm angry and I'm frustrated by our government, or our lack thereof it. I can't believe the level of BS that we've sunk to. At the time of this particular podcast, our Senate and our Congress have passed two separate but tragically different laws to save Terry Schindler Schiavo's life. I'm watching Terry's extremely misguided husband, if you can call him that. It seems to me that he's broken all his wedding vows, starting with in sickness and in health, and ending with two children by another woman. But I'm watching him on TV bitching about his wife being a pawn and his marriage being used to push political agendas and telling politicians to stay out of his marriage. Now, I'll tell you what, I'm getting boiling mad. Now, I'm not a lawyer, and so I pretty much have to refrain from the legal fight to save Terry Schiavo's life. I can't, of course, write to the officials that I've helped to get elected to the offices which could save this woman's life. I can tell my family and friends about her and ask them to join me in the fight. I can keep vigil through the internet and all the blogs and podcasts devoted to Terry's cause and the latest news on the battlefield in Florida. And I can pray, but I'm getting more and more frustrated. Now don't get me wrong, I have very little to complain about in my life. I don't want to sound like the brat who's bitching and moaning about someone else's tragedy, but this has become personal for me, and I think for all of you who are hearing my voice. Why is it that we've been to the abortion clinics all these years? Why did we get up early on our days off and go there and pray, and sidewalk counsel, and even rescue? Yes, some of you rescued, and some of you brave ones were even arrested, God love you for it. Why did we go to the election rallies and give money and pray for a pro-life Senate and a pro-life Congress and a pro-life president? Why in the world did we buy the lie that our voice counted? Why did we listen to the lie that things would be different? Whose world is it that we're supposed to be living in now? The Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Hitler's Germany, Stalin's USSR, or God's world? You know, what Michael Moore referred to as Jesus Land after his candidate lost the election. He was thinking that somehow that was an insult to us rather than the blessing term that it should be. The problem is that Michael Moore was right, in a way. And believe me, I'm no fan of his. He meant for it to be a statement about us as a country turning to flash over substance. He wrongly saw us as masses of sheep who all mindlessly voted for the candidate our Bibles told us to vote for while ignoring the problems of the little people or the little guy. Now, far be it from me to defend Michael Moore. I do not. I am not. I cannot. And I would not. I think he is extremely wrong. But he was right about the fact that the little guy is getting screwed, if you will pardon my language, and here's why. The preamble of our U.S. Constitution guarantees the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, which were bestowed on us all by our Creator. When we voted from our hearts here in Jesus Land, we did it not to piss off Michael Moore and the left coast. We did it to save innocent lives and our most helpless brothers and sisters. We did it to be the voice of all those who could not speak for themselves. We did it to make the United States of America a better place to live morally. We did it in a way to show that we approve of the course of action that our president had taken with countries that harbor evil terrorists who take innocent lives. We did it knowing that the cost to us was very dear in the lives of our good women and men in the armed forces who have and are giving the ultimate sacrifice of their own lives to free the innocent. We did it because we honestly thought it was a way of making the world a better place. But now this situation with Terry Schindler Schiavo, how can we answer this? Who are these people that we voted for, that we donated time and money to, that we discussed and ran through the ringer for a year and a half before we elected them? Who in the hell are they that they can't understand a simple directive that we the people want them to save this woman from death? Very simple. Who are these men and women who we know went to the best schools in our country, who had worked their way through life in ways that could be admired, even so much so that we would elect them to office? Who are these mental giants who cannot agree on the same damn bill to save this woman's life? What we wanted from them was simplicity. What we're getting is the runaround. Our country was based on three distinct branches of government, each acting, among other things, as a check or balance against evil, error, or just plain stupidity. It doesn't seem to me that they're following that form of government now. Here we stand at a crossroad as a nation, and the world is watching us. Will Jesus Land be a blessing, or will it be a curse that Michael Moore meant for it to be? Will we be justified in our meddling in foreign lands by maintaining the right to be the moral voice in this world of wavering and waffling morals and ethics? Will we remove the log from our own eye since we have seen fit to reach out and attempt to take the speck from our neighbor's eye? Yes, our neighbor. Our neighbor who lives just on the other side of this global block. Now, as I'm writing this and reading it and recording it for you, it's literally the 11th hour on Saturday night. I'm watching Fox News, and they are showing our government officials smiling and patting each other on the back because they think they have two laws finally reconciled into one law that will save Terry's life. Well, we'll see. I'd be willing to bet that they ate and drank water today. Perhaps this latest bill and the votes needed to pass it to save this woman's life would not have been so long in coming if these men and women had not eaten and drank today. To the elected officials out there who are now to speak for me and for you and for Terry, hopefully, I say the world is watching, God is watching, and we the people are watching. Get your act together and get this law passed and save this woman's life. For God help us all, we're no better than the Taliban, or Al-Qaeda, or Hitler, or Stalin, or Mussolini, etc., etc., etc.
I'm your host, Mike Barone, and you've been listening to another StMichaelsPod.com. Thank you and God bless.